Good morning, my name is Eleni Tolma and I'm an associate professor in the College of Public Health, University of Oklahoma Health Science Center. And how do we go? Click. How do you go further? This one, okay. Okay. And I have no financial relationships to disclose related to this study. My co-authors are Dr. Stoner and Dr. Spurlock. Dr. Spurlock used to be director of the CDC Part 1 Mediation Health Services. And the project has been supported by the Presbyterian Health Foundation, which is a local foundation in Oklahoma City, as well as by the CDC Part 1 Mediation Oklahoma and the in-kind contribution of various faculty students from the OU Health Science Center. And here is the emblem of the CDC Part 1 nomination. They call the people themselves the people of the fire. The CDC Part 1 nomination is the ninth largest tribe in the United States and has a membership of over 26,000 people. And since 1870, the tribe has been relocated to resettle to Oklahoma, and particularly in an area called Shawnee, Oklahoma. There is no doubt that breast cancer is a major public health issue among Native American women in the United States as well as in Oklahoma. And in particular at the CDC Part 1 Nation and Health Services, where the study took place, based on the clinic's records in 2010, less than half of the women who were eligible for a mammogram, in fact, had one the preceding 2 years. Another factor to consider, why breast cancer is an important public health issue for Native American women, it's the fact, again, based in our NITS assessment report that was done in 2009, most of the cases that breast cancer cases that are diagnosed among Native American women in the Pottawatomie County are usually regional or distant stage, compared to only 25% among the whites. I'm sure you know what fatalism is, but I found this interesting definition and I wanted to share it with you. Cancer fatalism is the belief that screening and treatment may be futile and surgery causes cancer to spread, and the belief that death is inevitable when cancer is present. And why is important? Obviously, if a woman feels like diagnosis with cancer will lead to death, it's a death sentence, there's no need for her to get any screening. And then when she's diagnosed with cancer, it's more likely to be a late-stage study diagnosis. Based on the literature I've done, there is inconsistent information in terms of what are the factors associated with cancer fatalism based due to the diversity of the studies, depending on the type of cancer that was studied or the priority population or the research design. However, how to go back? Okay. Most of the studies support that when it comes to breast cancer fatalisms, there are some specific factors that are related to breast cancer fatalisms, such as belonging to minority or undeserved population, being an older woman, less educated and less affluent, family history of breast cancer, negative perceptions of the healthcare system, or dissatisfaction with the patient-provider relationship, and also lack of knowledge and negative attitude towards breast cancer. Also, through my literature, one of the things I've learned is that we need to view cancer fatalisms as not just such another psychological construct or a variable, but we need to view it as through the sociocultural context and the perspective of the people who experience it. And these are some of the causes or roots of cancer fatalisms that are identified through literature review not only in the United States but also internationally. We're talking about what's called the poverty cancer spiral concept. Obviously, if people are poor and they are preoccupied with their day-to-day existence issues, they're less likely to seek prevention. Also, mistrust towards the healthcare system and individual providers, the historical trauma, the social oppression that people, especially people in minorities, have to deal with through the years, which led them to hopelessness and powerlessness. The connection with religiosity. In some studies, it was mentioned that people perceive cancer as punishment for their sins. Community experience with other women who experience with breast cancer. If women see other women dying from breast cancer, they're more likely to believe that it's a fatal disease. Also, breast cancer feelings is being reinforced by the fact that breast cancer is associated with mutilation, that is mastectomy, which further diminishes women's self-image and self-esteem. When it comes to Native American community, very few studies, if any, actually address breast cancer fatalities. However, many of the factors that I just mentioned have been found in other studies that try to address why there is low participation in mammography screening among Native American women. So the objectives of this study is to, one, to fulfill the gap in research when it comes to breast cancer fatalities among Native American women. Also wanted to find out the association between breast cancer fatalities and mammography history, and also examine its relationship with all the different characteristics I already mentioned. This is part of a larger study that I've been conducting since 2006. And this is the conceptual framework that I have used for the larger study. Basically, I'm trying to identify what predicts intention to get a mammogram and feature behavior. And this is the conceptual framework. And you can see fatalisms is just one construct that I'm using in my study, and I'm focusing on this presentation. The study took place in Shawnee, Oklahoma, between 2005 and 2006. The women who participated in the study were Native American women between 40 to 65 years old. None of the women had history of breast cancer. The women, we administered 162 surveys to a random sample of Native American women who were receiving services at the clinic. The survey was based on the theoretical framework I just described to you, and it was developed based on qualitative research that we've done for almost 6 months. And here are the variables that we used in this study. You can read all the variables by yourself. But one scale that I used to address the degree of, measure the degree of traditionality within the Native American population is called the Strength of Cultural Affiliation Scale by Dr. Mood, which I adopted for this study. And here is the breast cancer fatalism scale that I have used. Also, it's an adopted scale from the PAL fatalism model. And you can see the Cronbach alpha is quite high, 0.74, which means that it's a quite reliable scale. And here are the statistics that we use, primarily descriptive and bivariate analysis. And here are some of the results. And when it comes to descriptive information, one can see the majority of the women are citizens of Potawatomi. Almost 70% of the women had at least high school education. Our study sample was not very affluent. You can see 30% of the women had annual income less than $50,000, and also 60% of the women said that they had private health insurance. This is some information about the medical behavioral history. One notable thing to notice is that 41% of the women said it takes them between 30 minutes to 60 minutes to an hour to drive actually to get to mammography site. Here's some information regarding the strength of cultural affiliation. On a scale of 0 to 47, which was the maximum score, our study sample scored 17, which means that the Native American women who participated in this study were not what I would call very traditional Native American women. And when it comes to fatalisms, the mean score was 13 in a scale between 5 to 20 to 25, which means it was an average. It was not too low and or too high. When it comes to knowledge about mammography screening, almost two-thirds of the participants missed two or more of the five knowledge questions. Here are the results of the bivariate analysis. Our major question was to find out if breast cancer fraudulence is associated with mammography screening, and based on the results, it is associated. There is a negative relationship there. The women who had mammograms in the past were less likely to be fatalistic. And also, there is an inverse relationship with knowledge of mammography screening. And women who are more knowledgeable about mammography screening are more likely to get the mammograms. When it comes to social and demographics, women who are living alone and women who are unemployed are more likely to be fatalistic. And also when it comes to education and income, as the research has suggested, women who are more educated and women who are more affluent are more likely to have less fatalistic attitude towards breast cancer. And this is a summary of what we have found. The major finding is that breast cancer family fatalism does exist within the Southern American Indian community, and also women who get regular mammograms are less likely to be fatalistic. One of the surprising findings was that breast cancer fatalism was not associated with age. We thought that the older women will have more fatalistic attitudes, but this did not come through our study. It was not associated with access to healthcare or whether they lived or strength of cultural affiliation, in other words, how traditional were in terms of their Native American identity. One of our limitations was the small sample size, and if we had a bigger sample size, we'll be able to do more high-level statistics and perhaps identify which among those demographics in fact make a difference in terms of predicting or being associated with fatalism. Implications for research. I think our study produced more questions that we need to answer, and hopefully we'll answer this with the qualitative research beginning of next year. For instance, we want to find out why age, cultural affiliation, and access to healthcare did not seem to matter when it comes to fatalisms, developing fatalisms, and along with other questions we would like to have answers on. When it comes to practice, I think one of the conclusions is that indeed breast cancer fatalisms is a complex culture of belief. That, and we need to view it again through the social cultural context of the lives of the American Indian women. When it comes to what can we do about it, is it modifiable or not? Based on the results of this study, the easy answer will say yes, it is modifiable if you address, let's say, education. We found out that it does relate to lack of knowledge. On the other hand, we found out that it does relate also to some unmodifiable variables such as education, income, and we know we cannot change those things within, you know, a small health promotion program. So what can we do is to work again with Native American women, do more qualitative research, identify not just what are the causes, but also work with them to identify what are some of the ways to address it that will be appropriate for this population. Thank you. Any questions?